We're starting with Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Shir 14. Simen Tzadik Aleph, Sif Zayin. This Sif is based on the continuation of the Gemara that we learned in the last Shir. After the Gemara learns the difference between Nechal Machas Mochay and not Nechal Machas Mochay, and the Gemara says that if it's Nechal Machas Mochay, it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, V'hani Mili Chay. When it's Mutter, it's only if it's raw. Avoksli, Klipa boy. But if the piece was roasted, then you need a klipa. Vi ispe pili, if it has cracks, kuli asur, it's completely asur. Vi metuvo batavlin, kuli asur. Or if it's seasoned with spices, it's also completely asur. So, an explanation of this Gemara, there's three shitas in the Rishonim. The first shita is the Rosh, the Sefer Truma, and the Tor. They say that the Gemara is talking about even cold. See, even if it's cold, if the chicken or meat was roasted and it falls into kutach, you need a klipa, because since it's soft, it's boileya. A little bit, and you need a klipa. And if this cracks, or it's spicy, then even if it's raw, it's usser. So the Gemara is talking about cold, and cracked and spicy is even by raw. That's the Rosh Sefer Truma and Torah. The second sheet is the Rajman the Ran. They learn the Gemara is talking about only hot. So, if it's roasted, you need a klipa. This is because of the regular din that we learned of Tatar Govar and Sif Dalet. Since hot is falling into cold, you need a klipa. That's the Rajba and the Ran. And the third sheet is that of the Ozerua, the Gois Mordechai and the Smak. That they agree to the Rosh and the Torah that we're talking about cold. So if roasted cold meat falls into the kutach, you'll need a klipa. And if it's spicy or has cracks, then it's asur. But it's only asur if the piece of meat was roasted. Not like the Rosh and the Torah. According to the Rosh and the Torah, even raw meat that has cracks or is spiced is asur. But according to these Rishonim, only if the piece of meat was roasted is it asur if it's spicy or has cracks. So let's see now the Machaber. Mechaber says, this that we differentiate between if it could be eaten with the salt or cannot be eaten with the salt, that's only if the meat was raw. But if the meat was roasted and it's hot, and it fell into something salty, even if it's not salty enough that you can't eat it, you need to take off a klipa. So on this Ishach, in Sifkot and Chavbei says, let's see inside, Afilu Nechal Machmas Molchai, Eine Machaven, it's not exact, Da'adifi Minei Havile La'ashmi Inon. The Machaven should have said, even a bigger din. Afilu Le'nimach Klal, even if it's not salted at all, given to Huvisech, Gedin Kol Cham L'Sech Tzoynin, the boy klipa. Even if it's not salty at all, since it has a din of the togover, of hot, that falls into cold, so you need a klipa in any case. So, what the Mechaber writes, that if it's salty, it's not exact, because even if it's not salty, it has the same din. So you have to say, since salted a little bit, and not salted at all, has the same din, the Mechaber was not exact to differentiate. That's what the Shach says. However, the Imri Baruch on the Chabad Das answers as follows. He says that there's a difference if it was salted a little bit or not salted at all. If it was not salted at all, it has the regular din of the Tor Gover, which we learned before is only a chumra, and therefore if the piece of meat gets cooked afterwards, you don't need 60 against the klipa. But over here, since it fell into kutach, which is salty, even though you can eat it with the salt, over here you need a klipa me'ikir haddin. And therefore, if this piece of meat would be cooked afterwards, you would need 60 against the klipa. So according to this, the Machaber is exact. He says, specifically if it was salted, because if it's not salted, it has the regular din of tatar gober. But if it is salted, it's more chomer. So then the Shach says in Sifkot Nechov Gimel, boy klipa, kedin kol cham l'sech tzoynin, the boy klipa, like we said before, the reason you need a klipa is because of Cham l'sech tzeinin, because of the togover. Ve'ein lahakshis, hech sagi b'klipa. So the Shach says, don't ask, Why is klipa naf? Bahaloi hacholav rach. The milk is soft, the liquid. V'chozar hatzli shenafal l'soichoi kimizbashal b'soichoi. And the meat that falls in is like being cooked in the milk. In other words, since the meat is in the milk, it should no longer have a din of tatogovar, since the meat is on the bottom. V'yeshleimah, so the Shach answers from the Rashba, kibon shenafal l'soich hacholav, since the meat falls into milk, havali kacham l'soich tzinen, and it has a din of hot into cold. V'afal pisha tzli shekeh l'soich hacholav, and even though the piece of meat sinks into the milk, falls to the bottom, v'acholav tzof al atzli, and now the milk will be on top of the piece of meat, eino yiketzein al asech kham, it does not have the din of cold into hot, v'kol shuhum mokaymai goyvu makaru atzli, shenafal asechai, because whatever stationary, the milk which is stationary will cool off the meat that falls inside it, hilkach b'klipa sagi, therefore, klipa is enough, ad kan l'shen ha-rashba, this is the Rashba. So this is the makar of what we mentioned before by Tator Govar, that whatever is stationary has a din of the Tator. Even though now there's milk above the meat, we don't say that the meat, which was hot, will cook the top, which is the milk. That's the sheet of the Rashba. However, the Chavetz Chaim says that there are Rishonim that argue on this. He brings Tosfos. Tosfos and Chulin of Tzadik Rovam and Beis, Divrei Maschil Ad, says that by Tzli, you need a Netila. So he asks, from our case, that you see, you need only a klipa when the meat fell into the milk. So therefore, Tosfos learns that our case is talking about cold, but not by hot. So what do we see, according to Tosfos? He's forced to learn our sugya that it's cold, because if it would be hot, you'd need a netila. Why do you need a netila? Why doesn't it have the din of Tator Govar? So the Chavetz Chaim says, we see that Tosfos holds that since the meat sinks to the bottom, it has the din of the meat is the bottom and would cook the top. So you see that there are Rishonim that do not hold like the Rashba. However, in Biurim and Sifkot and Yudches, the Chavetz Chaim says like the Shach, that whatever is stationary has the din of the Tator. Okay, so now let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'im yesh boi b'koyim oishu metubo b'tavlin, if it has cracks or it's seasoned with spices, v'hu tzli v'seach, and it was roasted and it's hot, kuli aser. Then everything is aser. So 2 points on the Mechaber. When we say it has cracks, what has cracks? So firstly, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that says that the skin of a chicken has cracks. Over there it's talking about Sifrei Torah, but in Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Samach Hei, the Mechaber brings a Rabbi Yoh that learns from here that it has the same din of the koyim, and therefore it will go through the skin of the chicken. And then over there, the Chok Yaakov and the Machsa Shekel say that not only do we say that the skin has cracks, but we say that a dog has cracks in the meat itself. And presumably the same thing would be by chicken. That's 1 point. Another point to bring out is what's called spicy. So the Chavetz Chaim brings in the name of the Beis Lechem Yehuda that it's only spicy if it's spiced to the point that I can't eat it because of the spices. However, the Yad Yehuda writes that any time that it tastes very spicy, even if I could eat it with the spices, it's still called Metubo B'Tavlin. And one more point is, as we said on the Shir, that if it has cracks, we say even if it's Shishim, it's Aser. This can be found also in the Chavetz Chaim. That's the Mechaber. So now let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, V'hu hadin ofoy umavushal. If it's baked or cooked, it has the same din as roasted. But we see from here that only if it's baked or cooked. But if it's raw, we see that the Ramah holds that it's mutter. V'yeshoimim, da'afilo him tzenenim din nehachi. Those that say that even if it's cold, it has this din. That if it's roasted, then if there's no cracks or spicy, yeah, it's also a klipa, and if there's cracks or it's spicy, then it's all completely aser. But if it's raw, the Ramah holds that it's mutter. There's also a mafurish over there in Or HaChaim in Siman Tov Samech Hei in the Derech Moshe. V'chein yesh lenoig im ein hefse meruba. And Ramah concludes that that's how one should conduct oneself if there's no hefse meruba. But if there is a hefse meruba, the Ramah holds like the Mechaber that only if it's hot is it aser. That's the sheet of the Ramah. But the sheet of the Shach, at the end of Tzivkot Nechaf Aleph, after he brings the three opinions that we said before, he says that even in Hefsa Meruba, one should be Machmer, that if it's cold, it needs a klipa, and if it's cold and either has cracks or is spicy, then it's completely also even in Hefsa Meruba. So let's just see the Taz, Tzivkot Yud Beis. V'yeshem of Dafilo Hein Tzaininim. Zeo Dasa Rosh, Shapirish Kain. Because the Rosh says that it seems from the Gemara that when it says that it has pili or metuba v'tavlin, it's kuli aser, it sounds like it's going back on the tzli. And it's talking about where it's cold. But then l'maisa, the Rosh brings a sefer tuma that even if it's raw, it's aser. And since he brings that last, it seems that that's how he's paskening. But from the simple reading of the sugya, the Rosh says that only if it's roasted, does it have a din of kuli aser by metuba v'tavlin and pili? Because of my right, by goyish shavit doyra, azel shoyne, uba ozavua kosuv dechai, eino aser by pili. Ozavua says that if it's raw, cracks don't aser it. Pirish b'koyim, pili means cracks. Rachi nahaginon, and this is the minig, the hakish is shoyin habaser, koydim hamalicha. When I soak the meat, that for those who have learned Helchas Malicha, we learned that before you soak meat, to remove the blood, you have to soak it. And even though there's a lot of blood from the surface, mixed up in the water, and we don't say that if the meat has cracks, it will be asur from the blood that's mixed up in the water. For Amr Shar is my Meruba, and sometimes he soak it a long time. V'deichak lechalak ben dam l'shar isurim. And it's hard to differentiate between blood and other isurim. So we see that since we soak the meat in water, even though it has cracks, it still doesn't aser. Why? Because it's raw. Because of Allah Rashal, Perak halabasa simen samachtes, the mashiyire midibi meharai bitzli, shafilu hatzli v'gam hacholav loy nimlach klal yesh l'aser, that what it seems from the marai, that even if it's not salty at all, you should still aser it. Because the Marai is bringing a raya from the case of soaking meat, and over there's no salt in the water. And he brings a raya from there that it's much, because if raw would be aser, it should be a problem, even though it's not salty. Rashal says that it doesn't seem to me. Because cold does not absorb from cold, even if it's spicy. They only answer this case by the pigeon that fell into the kutach, because the kutach had some salt in it. Then in combination, the fact that it has cracks, it's aser. But if it wasn't salted at all, neither the meat or the kutach, there's no reason to aser. Even if it's roasted. That's what the Mashal says, it seems to him. Elo ma ese shebesifa truma v'smag v'hagoyis maimini kosfu lehedger shekach adin. Afilu loy nimlach loy abosav loy acholav. The sefer truma, smag and goyis maimini say that it's also even if it's neither of them assaulted. If I'm istafina l'chalik alehim, if I'm afraid to argue with them, l'chatchila u'lahatur ma shehim oisrim. And two, matter what they answer. Even though it seems to me that it's only answer if it's slightly salted, since they say that it's aser, even if it's not salted at all, he says it's aser. Ad kan. When it says in the Machon, al kochoch, I think is a mistake, it should say ad kan. Ad kan, these are the words of the Mashal. So the Taz says, mashma de b'chai pshita de shori. It's mashma from the Mashal, that if it's raw, it's pashut that it's mutu. Kol shalei nimlach echer mehem. If neither of them are salted. Or but sleeve in nimlach echer mehem. And if it's roasted and one of them are salted, even if you could eat it with the salt, aser afilu l'rashal, even according to the rashal, it's aser, l'har kol ponim nimlach ksas, since it's slightly salted. And the Ramah that says in Hefsa Meruba yikim meikol kesvara harishoina the meikol benechal machmas malchoy kol she'eno itzliv seach, that so long as it's not hot, if it's only slightly salted, you can eat it. And the Hefsa Meruba, well, El Kosev who asked me, Besif Hey, that non ain became a dover, but Yechlesa Afilu Bamlicha Sliba in Hefsa Meruba, and before Sepe says that if it's slightly salted, we're not bekiyim to know what's salted and what's not, and therefore anytime it's even slightly salted, it's only mutter hefsim meruba. So it comes out there's two hefsim merubas. One hefsim meruba is, in our case, if, for example, it's spicy or it has cracks, so then he says in hefsim meruba, we can rely on the mechaber. And in Sifhei, he says if it's slightly salty, also it's only mutter hefsim meruba. So Nirlenis Daiti, the Taz says, it seems to me, the Trekuli Lema Klinon Bishvil Hefsim Meruba, that we don't say two Hefsim Merubas to be Mekel. The Hainu Lema, his say, in a case, let's say, with spicy or this cracks, and the Kutach was slightly salted, you'll have to come on to two Hefsim Merubas. The Hainu Lema, Shemalichas Tzli, Lemikri Ena Nechal Machmas Mochai, first you'll have to say that this little bit of salt is called Nechal Machmas Mochai, that's the Hefsim Meruba Sifei, Vagam Lismach, Aldeya HaVishrena, Dehocha, Dein Lasa B'yesh V'koyim, Elabit Levis Ech Dafka. You'll also have to come on to a Hefsim Meruba that's only mutter, where it has cracks, Behat. Damadivri Marai V'rashal Mashma, Debit Sli Afilu Tzrein and Yesh Lasa B'yesh V'koyim. Afilu B'nim Lachsas. Because from the Marai and Marashal we see, that where it's roasted, even if it's cold, it should be Aser, if this cracks, even if it's slightly salty. So it's coming out that you'll have to rely on two hefsim rubas. Therefore, the Taz says, since we don't rely on two hefsim rubas, we should not be mekel if it's slightly salted. That's what it seems to my opinion. So it's coming out, according to the Taz, that if it's slightly salty and there's no cracks or spices, then it's only mutter and hefsim ruba to take off a klipa, like we learned in Sifhei. And if this cracks, or it's spicy, and the kutach is not salty at all, also in this case, we can rely in hefsim meruba that only if it's hot it's aser, but if it's cold it's mutter. But if you have a combination of both, that the kutach is slightly salty, and the meat has cracks, or it's spicy, in such a case, since I'll have to rely on two hefsim merubas, it's aser even in hefsim meruba. Since in order to matter that, we have to rely on two hefsim meruba's, and we don't matter something if we have to come on to two hefsim meruba's, therefore such a case is aser, even in a hefsim meruba.